My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, your host for the next hour. Italian music. Got a brand new CD from an interesting instrumental group called Sequoia Biscuits and a whole bunch of other folk music for you. So stick around. Give 'em the Boot. That's a very cool track from a new group I just discovered called Sequoia Biscuits. They are, in fact, Italian, although it's a strange name, maybe for an Italian band. In fact, their music probably sounds a lot more at home in the sort of new acoustic vein, people like Mike Marshall, Daryl Anger. That's sort of what it reminds me of. Wonderful playing, though. It's really great, great group. They formed in Rome back in 2004, playing mostly traditional European music, Italian, Irish, Breton and Spanish. But each member of the group studied different types of music, including traditional repertoire, and they've got a really unique sound with all original compositions, very sort of, I don't know, they sort of describe it, I guess, as progressive folk, perhaps, with a little bit of classical music and a bit of funk jazz and other stuff in there too. The album is called Legno Liquido, which means liquid wood, and Sequoia Biscuits is the name of the group. I'm going to play another track from that album. It's called Habitat. The album, Legno Liquido, this is Sequoia Biscuits. Sequoia Biscuits è un nuovo gruppo, almeno per me, vengono dall'Italia ovviamente, e questo è un disco bellissimo che si chiama Legno Liquido, Habitat è il nome del brano, infatti tutti i brani sono in lingua inglese. Il gruppo è bellissimo, sono 5 persone, Patrizio Petrucci, ciao Patrizio, grazie per il CD, è lui che suona il mandolino, bravissimo, c'è Valerio Formato sulla chitarra, Giampaolo Cetraro su flauto, Marco Rossini basso e Francesca Mancini violino. Un bel insieme di persone e anche di stili, mi piace molto, un disco strumentale, sono i Sequoia Biscuits. So for all of those who don't speak Italian, just letting you know that who the people in the band are, and a wonderful combination of mandolin, guitar, flute, upright bass and violin. And it's sort of a new acoustic sound led there by the mandolin. The album is called Legno Liquido, which means liquid wood, and it's by a group formed in Rome called Sequoia Biscuits, led by Patrizio Petrucci. So I've got some more music though for you. I've got a whole eclectic playlist here, and I wanted to continue on in just a second after you hear this little piece.
Are you curious to know why Prophet Muhammad topped Michael Hart's list of the 100 most influential men in history? Come find out at Islam Awareness Week 2011. Check out the Muslim Students Association's booth in the sub main concourse between January 17th and 21st. Help yourself to free informational brochures, free Quran translations, or ask any questions on your mind. Thank you.
Agius, Trio Argia, dal disco Microcosmi. That's the name of the track, Agius, which is actually a type of religious chant, and it's from a group called Trio Argia, who are made up of Alberto Balia on acoustic and guitar and chitarra battente, clarinet, voice, and benas, Enrico Frongia on voice, acoustic guitar, and shakers, and Riccardo Lai on double bass and voice. On that track, you probably heard also the flute of Eugenio Lullier and Paolo Sanna on percussion. And Argia is a small spider, usually hidden under the stones, apparently. When it bites, only the ecstasy of a dance, the sound of old melodies, can heal. Pain is defeated by sound, evil by rhythm. Music returns to the origins, a medicine to cure men from suffering. Arja is the suggestive name of a trio formed by Alberto Balia, Enrico Frongia, and Riccardo Lai. And it really brings together the three different experiences of these members. I believe this was recorded quite a while ago. And Microcosmo, Cosmi, the name of the album, from 1999, in fact, on the Danya Records label, which is distributed by Felme. It's a fantastic album, highly recommend it. The music is all original by the three members of the band and really blends elements of traditional Sardinian music and folklore, especially in the vocals, and that's Enrico's voice in the high part, with jazz, the gorgeous sound of Alberto Balia's guitar, and sometimes also a little bit of more contemporary stuff. Alberto Balia, one of the most highly regarded guitarists and composers and researchers of folk traditions of Sardinia. He's played with many famous people, including in the 70s with Caterina Bueno, whose music you've heard on this program too. Just a reminder, you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot, and I am Linda Bull. I'm looking forward to introducing you to some more new music. We started off with the first two tracks from a new group for me called Sequoia Biscuits, and I'm really enjoying that CD. I'm looking forward to listening to some more of it in the very near future. What else have we got to go on with? You know, actually, I wanted to play something from one of my favorite female singers, Maria Pia De Vito. This is a track that features two of her longtime collaborators, John Taylor and Ralph Towner. It's called Nova Luce.
su gemma bruna l'occhio tuoi. E sanno buone imbroglia miei. E come brilla in tu scuro, fanno paura, ti stringe mossa al largo cuore, e scorre ancora sto.
Il clarinetto di Achille Succi dal disco Storie di fiume della Gramelot Ensemble di Simone Guiducci, Prima della pioggia. È veramente un disco bellissimo. Infatti tutti e quattro i dischi del Gramelot Ensemble sono bellissimi. Storie di fiumi di fiume è del 2007 dalla casca discografica Felmei. Achille Succi al clarinetto e clarinetto basso, Simone Guiducci sulla chitarra, Fausto Beccalossi fisarmonica, Salvatore Maiore basso e Roberto Dani percussioni. That is an absolutely glorious, long but beautiful track from a group whose music is definitely either jazz with folk influences or folk with jazz influences, hard to say. Simone Guiducci is the guitarist who heads the group, and it's mostly his compositional, direction. And this is the fourth of the albums that have been recorded with the Gramelot Ensemble. It's called Stories of the River, and it's absolutely lovely. And that was called Before the Rain, Prima della Pioggia. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver in Canada. I have a lot of different music for you today, another 20 minutes of Italian music for you, in fact. Before hearing Simone Guiducci, we heard from Maria Pia De Vito, who was featured on one of Simone's albums, one of the Gramelot albums, singing a beautiful song in Neapolitan. She is from Naples, born there in 1960. She's an Italian jazz singer, but also well known as a composer and arranger. She studied opera as well as contemporary singing and music theory and harmony, and started her career in 1976 as a singer and guitarist and also pianist in many sort of ethnic music groups, oriented groups, let's say, specializing in music from the Mediterranean and the Balkans. She's collaborated with many, many big names of the jazz scene, including Kenny Wheeler, Ralph Towner, Michael Brecker, loads of great people. And for many years, she's worked also with pianist Rita Marcotulli. And Rita Marcotulli is an interesting composer herself in the jazz world. Lots of great great music coming out of Italy, all different styles. So I try on this program also to introduce people to stuff that they might not have heard. When they think of Italian music, they probably only think of either accordion or mandolin music of a certain nature. But in fact, there's a whole slew of great jazz musicians from Italy, but also modern musicians who are doing music maybe based on traditional themes, but also with a really strong sense of their own identity. And I thought I might skip along now to a track by an interesting group called Ductia. And they released an album called the Tuscantica, which sort of is a play on words that's ancient Tuscany, and it's all about this historical world of Tuscany. And the track I'm going to play is called Il Gran Barone Ugo, and the information is that this Ugo di Brandeburgo, which I presume is Hugo of Brandenburg, he was a ruler in Tuscany in the 10th century, and he apparently was one who really quite liked to enjoy himself. He liked to go after women, but also after wild boars. One day, apparently, he was in the woods, and he had some supernatural visions that really shook him up. And he decided to change his life, and he used all of his money to found six big abbeys in all of Tuscany. And a very interesting story. Oh, the whole album is actually full of these great stories. So I'm going to play this track for you from this great group called Ductia. Thank you.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chime miracle, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Just before that, we heard from Duktia. And this band was formed at the end of 1993, a meeting between three musicians, Massimo Giuntini, Stefano Santoni and Carlo Gnocchini. Three people from very different backgrounds have been able to find a nice point to meet musically, playing a bunch of ethnic and traditional instruments. Massimo Giuntini is well known for his mastery of the Illan pipes, the Irish pipes, also bouzouki, bombard, and all sorts of different flutes and whistles. There's also an electric element to their group, which is interesting. They do it very nicely, so it's not too, you know, doesn't take over the whole sound. There's the guitar of Stefano Santoni and the harmonic solutions of Carlo Gnocchini. It's a very interesting album. Historically, this Tuscantica story of ancient Tuscany. I'd recommend that highly if you liked the sound of the Illan pipes. He's got many albums and collaborations with lots of other musicians. It seems like an odd thing for an Italian to be playing the Irish pipes, but there's a lot stranger things out there, let me tell you. Now I'm going to just do a really quick couple of pieces, one by the very famous Italian clarinetist Gianluigi Trovesi, along with Gianni Coscia, from an album that they did on ECM a few years back. It's called Geppetto.
you.
That's Tony Trischka and Beppe Gambetta. Beppe Gambetta, of course, well-known flat picker from Italy. Tony Trischka, well-known banjo player from America. And it's from an album they did together, just simply called Tony and Beppe, and that was West Bank of the Eno. Interesting title for a song. Maybe it has something to do with Brian Eno. I'm not sure. I couldn't hear it in there. Just about to finish here and give him the boot. Stick around, though, because we have Faha here. She's going to be doing prof talk. And I've got one more track to leave you with. It's a Sardinian group called Cordas et Canas. And Abba Abula is the name of the track. So enjoy it. And I'll see you all next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima.